This is the annual Hope Week in Northeast Arkansas. It's a time of remembering those who have catastrophic illnesses and sharing hope with those who suffer from diseases such as cancer. June Morris is with Hope Circle, which is part of the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation, and she tells how Hope Week got its start.
8 years ago, Jonathan, we saw in Hope Circle the importance that hope played in everyone's lives. And we decided it would be great if we just set aside a week that we celebrated hope and we called attention to it and we helped people spread hope throughout the community. And so that's what has happened. We have individuals and organizations and schools involved in going out in the community and doing good deeds and spreading hope and just doing whatever feels good to them to help bring hope to someone else.
And why is this so important?
Well, we discovered that with our families and our patients at Hope Circle, that having hope made a huge difference in their lives. It might not affect the end of the journey, but it certainly affected the way the journey was lived. And so that's why we just want everyone to realize that every day we need to be sharing hope and we need to be spreading hope. And one of the wonderful things that we found is that everyone who is involved comes back and says, oh, I thought I was doing something for someone else, but what a blessing this has been for me. And I think it's just important for us all to remember that every day is a gift and we need to share the things that we have with others.
She says this week's focus has been painting the toenails of women and men teal in recognition of Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. She says a lot of toes have been painted that color. According to Morris, the events this week are a reminder of how many people are affected by cancer and how many people need help and hope.
You know, it really does. If you're in a room and you say, how many of you have been affected by cancer in your family, it's amazing. It's almost everyone. But we're so blessed to live at the time we do because the treatments are improving daily. And if we can catch whatever cancer it is in an early stage, then the chances of survival have just, it's just exponentially multiplied. So that's what we really want to stress with all our cancers, ovarian, breast, prostate, every cancer. We want people to be aware of their bodies, and if they have any questions about the way their bodies are performing, then they need to get it checked out. It's better to go to the doctor and not have needed to than to not go when you should go.
June Morris runs Hope Circle and knows how important support is. She is a cancer survivor herself. She tells about some of the things Hope Circle does.
Hope Circle is a supportive care program for families who are going through catastrophic illness. We provide free wigs and hats and caps and scarves. We have volunteer programs. We provide aspens and other items for patients who, when they lose their hair or when they're going through treatment. We try to be there as to help supplement other things that are already going on and to be a listening ear for families and for patients who sometimes are, well, of course they are. They're frightened, they're unsure, and we just are there for the families however they need us.
Hope Circle is located at the current NEA Baptist Clinic on East Matthews in Jonesboro, but they'll move to the new NEA Baptist Cancer Care, which is described as a one-stop location for cancer care. The new cancer center will be located at Highway 49 on the new NEA Baptist Medical Campus, and Morris tells what the new cancer center will mean to the region.
Well, the new cancer center is just incredible because we're going to be able to have all our cancer support services in one spot. You can come in and be diagnosed, treated, have radiation, your chemotherapy, get your support services from Hope Circle, and you never have to leave the building. The building is gorgeous. It's a very healing environment. It's going to be very patient-centered. We're very excited about the move. We think it will enable us to expand our services and to just provide more services for our families who need them.
Hope Week continues tomorrow with an event that takes place called Share Hope Walk of Remembrance.
Share Hope Walk of Remembrance is a walk to celebrate the lives of babies who died way too soon. We join with their families in remembering the lives of those children that were lost, either late-term pregnancy, at birth, or in the first few months of life. And we also just offer them hope of the support of other people who care about them and who want to remember their children. Registration starts at 9 o'clock at Fort Rotary at Craighead Forest Park, and then the walk is at 10.
And she says there is a large turnout for the event.
We have several hundred people, and it's just an amazing experience because we release balloons and we call off the names of the babies, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
More information on the Share Hope Walk of Remembrance and other events that are taking place this weekend can be found on our website, kasu.org. Click on Events. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.